All right, let's do it big, guys.
The meat.
Oh, boy.
That's right. Star Wars is here. If you're wondering, this music and the sounds from today's episode are all royalty-free. That's right. I found them. It's just enough to not make someone upset. That's why it's over. Yep. You can't hear any more than that, and we got it right into the podcast. Thank you, John Williams, for always making these music sound epic, for sure. Giving a shout-out on the scores for all these big things. I have been in Star Wars mode for months, and I'm here to bring the knowledge to the podcast. We've brought Danny Patron zooming in from Texas to help us out. We're here with the Giggler, Scotty Scoop, and Steve Ewing, here to nerd out about the stories from a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. You guys are ready to get our watch order. That's really where we landed this time, okay? We talked about doing the Star Wars timeline, and I want to set a couple disclaimers out there because I know how you Star Wars fans are, and I'm not going to bite myself in the ass, okay? This podcast episode of Mostly Superheroes is a resource. It's for watching and reading Star Wars titles in the timeline order. So we're talking about the movies and TV shows chronologically. Mm-hmm. However, we are talking about kind of our preferred watch order. You know, everybody kind of maybe watches these things slightly different, but we're going to generally stick to that timeline. Now, we're staying within the Star Wars canon. One question you might ask right off the bat, what is Star Wars canon? This refers to the collection of Star Wars media considered officially canon only by Lucasfilm. If they say it's canon, it's in, okay? We learned on the episode last week with Stephen Walden when we did a precursor to this episode that there was a line in the sand that Star Wars pretty much did after a certain point that, you know, most of the books that are out there may or may not fall into what is considered canon. So, third of all, this episode is not officially associated with Star Wars in any way. We are doing what we've always done at Mostly Superheroes. We're fans. Trying our best to organize this for you in the way that we think makes sense to us. Because in my opinion, if I'm watching this Star Wars stuff, if it doesn't make sense to me, like, no offense, but it's not going to make sense to a lot of people either. Like, I really am this middle-of-the-road guy that, like, wants to open up Disney Plus and just kind of know what I'm getting into.
Sure, yeah.
We're going to try to help you out. So what's out there in terms of content for Star Wars? Let's set the stage a little bit. These are estimates, again, not official, 110 books. 79 comics, 12 games, 12 TV series, 12 movies. That's a lot.
That's
right?
A lot.
The books we talked about, a large number of those may not be necessarily considered canon anymore after the Disney and Star Wars work. You know, sometime around, I think we talked about like 2012, there was like a line kind of drawn in the sand. But either way, there's a lot of Star Wars out there. We are going to be focusing on TV series and movies. What's informing this and where does the order come from that I'm going to put in front of you guys today? A lot of help, okay? A lot of help from our friends, new friends we've actually made during this process, which is cool. Huge shout out to the book, Star Wars Timelines. This book is front to back really fun just to understand the timeline with the dates, where things take place. It's right here on the table. From that, I took away seven eras in time. And it'll help us organize the movies, okay? We also got help from Star Wars Explained. That's a podcast/YouTube channel. Highly recommend. They get deep. They also ended up doing a Star Wars timeline episode themselves where they kind of talk through what was in that Star Wars Timelines book. Online, I found a website called Star Wars Timeline. I believe it's StarWarsTimeline.com. I met the owner of the website, the creator of the website, Tristan. No way affiliated with Star Wars. He lives in France. He does it for free. And he admittedly said, like, there might be a couple mistakes in here. I manage it myself. But I can tell you from reading the book, listening to these other podcasts, using his website, he's really got a nice collection of all the Star Wars titles out there. Now, say that you're wanting to understand the books. Say that you're really a Star Wars fan that's like, I want to pick up a lot of books and know how to read them. There's a website for you. It's called Youtini. Youtini. If you go to that, they'll help you with the books. If you're wanting to know what order just to watch Star Wars in, there's a really nice resource completely built into Disney Plus, and it's the Star Wars timeline.
I have seen that, yeah.
You've seen that, right? So yeah. It starts you at the beginning, and in order, you know, 20 plus titles, is one after the other. Just, you can totally do this. You can just pick up the remote and get watching and be like, what do I need mostly superheroes for? You might be thinking. I'm going to tell you. I combined pretty much everything that you're looking at on this screen to help us do something new and unique that I cannot see has been done yet. And we've organized the stuff that I would watch, that I recommend. I also floated by Dan, a deep Star Wars fan, to say, like, how's this look to you? So we'll have a couple honorable mentions, but without further ado, let's go through the eras in time and the titles, where they fall, in the order that I would say to watch Star Wars. So, first of all, before I go any further, I promised a spoiler-free resource for people that want to watch Star Wars for the very first time. If you are that person, if you're like, I came here to learn for the first time and I don't want to be spoiled on anything, stop right now. Go to the landing page on our website. If you just go to mostlysuperheroes.com, it'll be linked right at the top. There's a spoiler-free list of how to watch these things. Now, with spoilers included, spoiler alert for Star Wars, all Star Wars. BBY, before the Battle of Yavin, Dan teased this out earlier in the episode. Luke Skywalker in Episode 4, the first Star Wars movie that ever came out, he blew up the Death Star. And the Rebels finally get rolling on, beating the Empire. But for us, it's the very first time, and like Dan said, it's called the Battle of Yavin. So whenever you see BBY, that means before Luke Skywalker blew up the Death Star. If you see ABY, that means after Luke Skywalker blew up the Death Star. And what's cool is, at the bottom of your screen, if you're watching the visuals, huge visuals by our in-house creative, CarrieClarkDesign.com, totally put these together for us. At the bottom of your screen, you can see where these things fall. The eras in time, which I'm going to read real quickly, all the eras for Star Wars. You have the High Republic, and there's actually technically one more before the High Republic, where it goes as far back as 25,000 years to the creation of the Star Wars universe and really the birth of the Jedi. And then it jumps into the High Republic, the Fall of the Jedi, the Reign of the Empire, the Age of Rebellion, which is right after that Death Star blows up, then the New Republic, and the Rise of the First Order. So let's look at each of these timelines briefly and talk about what's in them and what titles you could expect. So I mentioned the early history. This is from 26,000 years ago to 500 years before the Battle of Yavin, a.k.a. before the Death Star blew up. From what I can see, Dan, there's no media out there for this time in Star Wars.
Now there's old books and stuff, but there's nothing that would be like canon essential at this point in time.
And so, yeah, thank you for that. And that's what I found too. But we know that there are things that might be even in some other titles coming up that might go back to this time. You know, if you read the Star Wars Timelines book, there is a marks in time that say like the Jedi were born as early as like 25,000 years ago. So maybe we'll get something here one day. Okay.
There's references to some of the stuff in the Clone Wars animated show, like the origin of the Force, the three entities that represent it. And so
where would like Knights of the Old Republic fall on that?
So that was the Old Republic, which when Disney acquired and Lucasfilm reset everything, they've now kind of changed to the High Republic.
Okay.
So Old Republic is still technically on the table because they're remaking the game supposedly, but right now that would not fall into canon as I understand how they drew the line.
But
it's the best game to play.
Very nice. And we'll cover some of these titles too. So just on the early history, some points in time that you might think like, well, what happened in general? Again, we've given that spoiler alert. Yoda was born 896 years before the Death Star blew up. Jabba the Hutt was born 600 years before the Death Star blew up. There's some other ones in here too. We'll keep it moving. So now we have the High Republic. Okay. This is where we actually start getting Star Wars titles by time period. What is the High Republic? The Jedi protect a vibrant, expanding republic, but terrible new enemies are lurking. From what I can see so far, the only titles that'll take place in this High Republic time, 500 to 100 years or so before the Death Star blew up that first time, The Acolyte coming this June 2024, and Tales of the Jedi, which is a 5 or 6 part animated series with 6 stories about Jedi that's already streaming on Disney+.
Right, those are good.
You like those?
Yeah, it's an anthology.
Real good.
Yeah.
That's all I saw in this one, Dan. Anything else coming to mind for High Republic? This is pretty thin right now.
Yeah, I think this is a place they're going to explore. They did a whole campaign with books and comics and stuff. And so excited to see the Acolyte. That'll be the first live action thing we get here. If I recall, Tales of the Jedi covers it with like some of the Yoda stuff because that series bounces around in time quite a bit. But definitely good, easy watch.
All right, next up, next time segment, The Fall of the Jedi. That's about 100 years to about 19 years before the Death Star blows up the first time. This is the prequels, baby. Episode 1, Episode 2, Episode 3. And also, Steve, you mentioned the Clone Wars. Clone Wars take place right between Episode 2 and Episode 3 of Star Wars. So before Revenge of the Sith and after Attack of the Clones. I got that right, Dan. What should Steve keep in mind for the Clone Wars if he's trying to pick this up?
There's two Clone Wars. They made one that's like a 2 1-hour long segments that's more like cartoony, not digitally animated like the new one. The thing I'll tell you about the Clone Wars is it's a lot. Anything that I always, my cheat sheet for that is always anything where the description says it's going to be about the droids or Padme, you can probably skip it. It's not particularly relevant to the overall arc of that story. But take it slow. I mean, that show was designed for kids originally. They had a movie, the Clone Wars movie, animated movie came out after episode 3 that kind of kicked off the TV show. It was released in theaters. I saw it there, but it was designed for kids. So in the beginning, as a Star Wars fan, you can appreciate it, but the tone and the behavior of the characters is more childish. But since that show went on, I think it got the 13th season, something like that. They aged up the content to allow with the kids that started watching it as they grew up, they kind of aged up the topics and the way they approach things. And so by the end of it, the last two episodes are basically like a Star Wars movie that kind of culminates the whole arc, particularly around the main character, Ahsoka Tano, who is Anakin Skywalker's apprentice. And it's some of like, it's one of the best Star Wars movies that nobody ever saw in theaters, I think, from a tone, action, music, like it's full, like this is important. And it, like, I remember when it came out and I was like, this is awesome. Like I was pumped.
Sweet.
For those last two episodes.
Way to go, Dan.
But there's a lot of filler. Yeah. There's a lot of filler in that show.
There's a lot of filler. That's kind of the disclaimer. Okay. Yeah. Next, we have The Reign of the Empire. This is about 18 years to about 1 year before that Death Star blows up the first time. The triumphant Empire becomes a war machine with a few Jedi exiles and a nascent rebellion offering glimmers of light in the darkness. So this is leading up to that Death Star blowing up, and it's after the prequels, right? So this is after Anakin becomes Darth Vader. A lot happens in here. This is the show The Bad Batch. This is the new upcoming show, Tales of the Empire, the movie Solo. That's the Han Solo movie.
Mm-hmm.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, Jedi Survivor, the game, Andor, the series, Star Wars Rebels, and Rogue One. And Dan, we'll come back to some of these. I'm going to get through these last three real quick, and then we'll kind of do an overarching where do we want to spend some time. The Age of Rebellion is Death Star blows up, right? You guys see the icon in the bottom there that helping you guys out? Little explosion. Zero. Year hit zero. These are the OG movies. This is when George Lucas did it for the first time with Star Wars, A New Hope, The Empire Strikes Back, The Return of the Jedi. The Rebel Alliance fights to restore freedom to the galaxy while a new student seeks to learn the ways of the Jedi. Next, we have The New Republic. After those movies, after episode
six,
we have four titles in The New Republic, about 6 years to 27 years after that first Death Star explosion. After the Empire's defeat, a reborn Republic seeks to unite an exhausted galaxy while a lone Jedi master struggles with the legacy of the Order. This is the game, Battlefront 2. The show, The Mandalorian. The show, The Book of Boba Fett, a.k.a. Star Wars The Mandalorian 2.5. Also, Ahsoka, which got introduced in The Mandalorian and then ended up having her own series. This, again, this is The New Republic. And the last one leads right into The Rise of the First Order. This is years 28 to 35 after that first Death Star explosion. A new generation seeks to restore the Empire's glory, and stirrings in the Force foretell a climactic fight between democracy and tyranny. This is The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, and the age, the rise of Skywalker. This is Rey, Finn, Poe, all these guys, the new films, the crazy storylines. And that takes us to our overarching screen, which we're really proud of. This is the Mostly Superhero Star Wars Watch Order. That's right. You can look at them right here from left to right. The High Republic all the way to the Rise of the First Order. Huge shout out to the Star Wars timeline book, to everybody that helped us out. Wrap it up here. I think the takeaway is, you know, we set out to do a timeline help. I think we've done that. We kind of started calling it a watch order. Now I'm like, it's a watch order. It might be for like a diehard fan, honestly, because it's just straight up chronological. Okay, this is where they fall. This is the order they go. You heard it here. It might vary for you, but if you have never seen any of these movies, I think we all agree, start with the originals and then go from there. Come back to this resource and look at that timeline. See where you just watched those three movies, and then maybe just work your way around. And at least you'll know where you fall. Huge thanks to people that have been doing this longer than us, are arguably nerdier than us, okay? And StarWars.com, of course, for the help. StarWarsTimeline.com, StarWarsCanonTimeline.com, the Star Wars Timelines book, the Star Wars Timeline on Disney+, Youtini.com, Star Wars Explained, the podcast, Thank the Maker, the Star Wars Timeline Explained, the podcast, the Resistance broadcast interview with Star Wars Timelines author Clayton Sandel. That was a great listen. All right, guys, we'll see you on the podcast next time. That's Mostly Superheroes. Take it easy. Mostly Superheroes is proud to be funded in part by our sponsors. Mostly Superheroes is funded in part by paying patrons who receive early, ad-free, and exclusive episodes. Subscribe at mostlysuperheroes.com/support. Thank you for supporting your favorite independent podcast. Mostly Superheroes is an independent podcast owned and operated by Kerrigan Ventures in St. Louis, Missouri. Hosted by Logan Janis, Andy Hun, and Scott Swearingen. Brand and creative by Carrie Clark Design. Music by Audionautix. Learn more at audionautix.com. Find more at mostlysuperheroes.com.